Good morning, Zeke. Good,
howdy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. How are you doing?
It's I don't know. It's I think I liked it better before we switched the clocks back because I was waking up. It's today with a light on and everything like that. It was a pain in the neck to get out of bed. It's I'm gonna wait until it starts getting dark again and then I'll be like bright and at 'em and up at like the Energizer Bunny or something like that.
In the meantime, you've been keeping yourself very busy.
That could be one of the reasons why I'm having such difficulty getting out of bed.
Yeah, there's a lot of events you were sending over to me in some different spaces to check out.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I did not have the chance to check
quite
them
right.
out.
They're,
However,
they're still around. You have multiple opportunities.
Which I'm excited to learn more about.
Yeah, because there it's the sort of thing where, you know, what I try and do is one of the things that that I'm quite enamored of is art, which you can see at like 9 o'clock on a Monday morning, art that you can see at 3 o'clock and on a Saturday night, and stuff like that. And there, you can't do it at 9 o'clock on a Monday morning. But if you, the Cheval Blanc is open, what I think 3 o'clock in the afternoon until 3 o'clock in the morning, 7 days a week or something like that. So if you do have a hankering to go see art when it is dark out, because yeah, these days it's especially now with moving the clocks and everything like that, it's going to be dark 3 o'clock to 3 o'clock all the time. They have a show called Cache Se Meurt Cinq, which for the squareheads in the audience means Hide This Wall 5. And basically it's a show of prints, serigraphs, silk screens, and stuff like that where, let me start this list here, Straw Dogs, Mara Piccioni, whose name is... butchering. Bon Goût, Matt Daly, Crosshair, Nate Duval, Justin Santora, The Bubble Process, Guy Burwell, Young Monsters, and Mille Putois. It's organized by this guy, Simon Basset. And if you get a kick out of Exposine, this is right up your alley.
Wasn't Young Monsters at the Blue Sunshine?
I have no idea.
Event. I think it was at the Blue Sunshine.
You went to Blue Sunshine. I didn't go to Blue Sunshine, so I have no idea.
I didn't have a chance to go to Blue Sunshine yet, although I'm trying. I'm really trying.
It's a
space, right, on Saint Laurent Boulevard.
Okay. That, yeah, isn't that the...
film space.
Yeah, the film space. Although it's really tough seeing sort of art when you're seeing a film, because when you see the film, they tend to turn the lights out, and when it's dark, it's...
not happening at the same time. But very nice logic there, yes.
Uh-huh.
But like I said, it's not. They have their events happening not at the same time as a film screen.
Yes, uh-huh. So it's before and after, I would imagine. Yes,
and during, I guess, in a way only, but not part of their vernissage intention. Of course, it's done in a different time, so you're focusing on the art presented, of course.
But yeah, quite possibly. I've never been to. Yeah, as you might know, I don't go see film. I think I see films maybe once every 2 years or
that
something
is
like
so
that.
So wrong, Zeke. You know, film is an art form. You gotta.
Hold on a sec. I go see one film every 2 years, but I see probably about four exhibitions every week.
Yes.
How many films do you see a year, and how many art exhibits do you go see? And you don't have to answer if it's going to be embarrassing.
I think I probably do see a lot more films than art exhibits, but I do still go to art exhibits and vernissages.
So if I went to see films, I wouldn't be seeing art exhibits, and
no,
I'd be here.
Able to balance it out.
I'd be talking about film. I wouldn't be talking about art.
We don't have to have this discussion.
Anyhow, it's the sort of thing where, basically, yes, to get back to Cache Se Meurt, they almost do Cache Se Meurt. They almost do Hide the Wall. It is hung in salon style, which is something that I'm always, always, always enamored of. Do you know salon style?
Explain.
That's where, as opposed to, like, you know how now you go into, like, your standard issue contemporary art gallery, and it's a white cube, and there's one painting on every wall, and it's hung in such a way so that the middle of the painting is slightly below your eye level. Actually, sorry, I take that back.
Above your eye level, no?
No, yeah, because, yeah, I'm 5'9", you're not 5'9". It's slightly below my eye level, it's slightly above your eye level. However, that was a style of hanging your art that came about in roughly 1920, 1930 or so. Prior to that, it was the sort of thing where they had these salons, which is how you made your name as an artist. And basically, you would have a whole bureaucracy that would decide, yes, we're going to put you in the show. No, you're not getting into the show. Yes, you're getting. And it's how Impressionism made its name, because all the Impressionists back in the 1800s, in the 1880s, 1870s, something like that, they all were were refused. And so they had this, the Salon des Refus, yeah, the Witchmalt refusal, the guys who got reject show. And then after a while, everybody said, whoa, this is wicked cool. But basically, they'd have these salons, which was where you'd then have your paintings and everybody go around, I like that one, I don't like that one, I like that one, I don't like that one, and they buy it and so on. But basically, it's the way that you'd hang it is basically floor to ceiling. And corner to corner. And so it'd be basically, as opposed to wallpaper, you just have paintings all over the place. And the way that you could tell who the organizers of the show liked was because those were the paintings that were at eye level. And given that everybody in those days was shorter than they are today, it was at your eye level, not my eye level. But the basic idea, so if you have like every inch of your wall covered with paintings, or a lot of paintings, not necessarily every inch, but an awful lot, then it's the sort of thing that's called salon style. Art history 101
with Zeke.
And so, yeah, they almost do. It's there because it's a bar. It's the sort of thing where one of the things you have to worry about is people getting drunk and banging into the art and stuff like that. So it's all above everybody's head, which is way above everybody's eye level.
Which is really the real reason why they did that, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, you don't want to be banging into art.
Too many people are yes.
Banging into art is never a good thing, but it's when you're drinking, it's something that happens occasionally, and sort of you say, oops, excuse me, sorry, I hope I didn't damage it or anything like that. But because they're prints, it's also the sort of thing, the ones on the...
Sensitive, too.
Well, no, they have multiple copies. And so Simon Bosset has he's got a flat file that's hanging out in the back and stuff like that, and you want to buy one, then you go get one from the flat file because the ones on the wall are all... what's the term? Have frames. Are framed. That's the technical term. You know, those would it's quite nicely done. But there, you have to step back so as to see it. And it's quite nicely done. They're all, for the most part, they are posters of various bands. Another reason why you should get your fanny down to Cheval Blanc, because I don't recognize a single band name. It's along with
But we might.
Yeah, along with films, I don't really go see bands, but it is the sort of thing. Then it's the sort of thing of how you look at it and how the sort of the art, the colors look, and the concept. Yes.
Question.
Shoot.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
You're never interrupting me.
Only question.
Shoot.
Sorry, I heard something right there. I don't know what that was. I don't know.
Sorry.
Okay. All right.
Ghost in the machine.
Yeah, I thought so too. That was very distracting. My question was just, where is Cheval Blanc at? It's on Ontario Street.
Yeah, 805 Ontario East, which is at the corner, not almost at the corner of St. Hubert. You go to St. Hubert and you go, I don't know, you fall down, and you're going to fall down on going east, and you'll be at the door of Cheval Blanc, yes.
Okay. And now, can we go on to another space?
Oh, yeah.
That you also checked out.
Yeah, well, there's, you got Subconscious Pink by Nick Miras, who's M-I-R-U-S. I have no idea. It's Miras. I assume that's how you pronounce it, but I could be butchering his name as well. Do you remember, I don't know, probably about a year and a half ago, we had Rob Armada in studio? And yeah, it's at his gallery, which is Armada Gallery, which is, we'll get the address out of the way quickly and
Park
early.
Avenue,
yeah, Park Avenue, just above Fairmont. It's 5283 A Park Avenue, and unlike the Cheval Blanc, Rob runs his gallery with gallery hours. So you got to go there Wednesday to Saturday, noon to five, or something like that, and then you go. And Subconscious Pink is really, really nice, and that it's because Armada Gallery is a photography gallery, so all he shows is pictures taken by camera and stuff like that. Because I imagine most art, for the most part, if it's hanging on the wall, is a picture, but these are pictures taken by camera. And there, what Nick has done is he's got visual puns in that he takes these pictures that are very, very static. It's the sort of thing where it's like he's sort of almost frozen. The image is almost frozen in time, and it's sort of like boom, and there's no movement anywhere or anything, even though there are certain things that you could think like they're drips and stuff. But then within each image, there's something pink, and it's the sort of thing where that pink thing doesn't belong. You know the Sesame Street song, one of these things is not like the other, one of these things just doesn't belong. It's the sort of thing, he's just got this pink thing in there, and obviously the pink thing is sort of the focus of your attention. But in actual fact, because your attention is focused on that, it enables you to then sort of understand just sort of like the don't know, it's almost like death masks.
Does it kind of do like a rack focus type of thing? Or I think it's
no.
called that? Or
No.
Where you're not really paying attention to it, but you are, and it's kind of...
No, you're paying attention to it.
Completely, okay.
Yeah, completely. It definitely grabs your attention. It's a hot pink. It's a hot pink, and one of the easy ones is where he's got, a picture of just a lawn. Okay, and one of these probably suburban lawn because it's got the, the turf and the rolls and stuff mm-hmm. like that so that it's perfect grass and stuff like that.
Yes.
And he's pulled back one of these rolls, and then there's this sort of square pink thing that's hanging out there. And you just sort of say, But to me, it's the sort of thing, have you seen death masks?
No, I have not seen that, but Sabrina has.
Back in the 1800s and 1700s and so on, when somebody died, somebody famous died, they then make a mask of their face and so that they could make a statue, mold, and they'd have statues. It has that sort of similar, and those always struck me as being very, very sort of just static. Mm-hmm. They're there, nothing is moving. It's there. You're dead as a doornail. You're done. You're toast. You're done for dinner. And you just go, oh, that's cool. And you sort of look and you're able to sort of study and analyze and sort of spend an awful lot of time gazing at something which just is not going to move ever again. Mm-hmm. And Nick's photographs give me the same sort of impression, even though they're not death masks. They're just sort of extremely static. Mm-hmm. They just don't move. And so it's the sort of thing where to me it's because of that pink, because it's the sort of thing where you realize it is an unnatural sort of environment, an unnatural sort of scene, an unnatural sort of situation, because you have this sort of hot pink thing happening.
I want to talk more, Zeke, but
you wanted that, but we're running out of time. Yeah. We ran out of time. Anyhow, Gallery Armada is at 5283 8 Park Avenue. The beer at Cheval Blanc is delicious, but the art at Cheval Blanc is even better. That's 805 Ontario East. Nick Miris, the show is up until November 26th. Cachet Sommeur is up until the 30th. They're showing cartoons on the 28th at 9 o'clock. And I will speak more later.
Thank you, Zeke.
Thank you very much.
For giving us some glimpses on what's going on in the art scene, because it's a very busy time still. November is a lot busier than I expected it to be. So that's great news as well, because then we get to learn and support what's going on in the scene. So thanks, Zeke.